thanks Sabretooth. If you go to sabretooth.com and use code WH, you could save 10% and get yourself all your power carving needs. I use them. You should too.
And I'll take a moment to thank our sponsor, Maritime Knife Supply, your one-stop shop for makers, your home for abrasives, steel, tools, and more. Save on shipping by getting everything from one supplier. You can find them at maritimeknifesupply.com and .ca.
Our favorite screwdriver maker, Chapman Manufacturing, has given us a code to give you 15% off if you use it on their website, Chapman Manufacturing, or you can find them on Instagram under Chapman MFG. Use the code Working Hands.
Yes, sir. So what's been going on, man?
Oh.
Looks like you had a busy weekend.
I did have a busy weekend, yes.
Get to play with a cowboy.
How funny was that?
Oh, the look on your face is pretty priceless.
Yeah, somebody took a photo of me walking into the bar, and he's the bouncer. And I was standing next to him, and they took a photo to show the height distance, and then they showed me, but the photo was all blurry. So I said, yeah, what you should do is get a photo of me and him and write a leprechaun and a cowboy walk into a bar. And then we went to take the photo. I was like, hold on, we got to take a photo. And he's like, I'm not taking a photo unless it's a Charlie's Angels pose.
So that's his idea. Nice.
So that was his idea.
Nice.
Yeah. But he is a tall, tall man.
Yeah, it kind of puts in perspective how large of a man he is.
Yeah. 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 The joke is he's like two kids in a trench coat trying to get through into a bar.
Yeah, it does. He is that comically tall, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I went up, I hung out at the Blackthorn. My wife took the she took the silversmithing class. So with Kurgis.
Yeah, I saw that you were the passenger princess for the weekend.
I was. Yeah. Just kind of hung out in the background, but the class seemed to go well. Everyone seemed to be all smiles. So it's pretty good.
Yeah, I was talking to your wife there for a minute. And she was saying that the making the ingots was something she was really happy about doing. Like re-smelting her used materials, so that it kind of helped make what you're doing a little bit more affordable.
Yeah, because there's a lot that you have to cut out and get rid of. So being able to recycle that silver is a good idea. But yeah, to do it, you need a rolling mill. You need the smelting equipment. So it's not something like...
Well, it's not free.
Yeah.
It's never free. But it definitely would... I would say it's probably over time it's going to pay for itself.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was cool. There's some new faces there that I had never seen before. But like, you know, from the circles that we run into, Matthew Saria was there. Tamara Robertson was there. The real one, not the fake one.
There's a fake one?
No, but her account is the real Tamara.
Oh, yes.
Robertson.
Right.
Patty Brooklyn was there. Smitty was there, obviously. He spoke studios. I'm hoping I'm not forgetting anyone. Keith Welchie was there.
Right.
Or how he's now known as Grape Jelly. Only he will get that. But
that's a story.
Yeah. Well, he was calling me the OG Keith all weekend. So I said, you got to have a name. And he told me about some things. So I gave him Grape Jelly. And there was a guy there, Chris. I didn't catch his handle. But he was out of Jersey. New guy. I don't think he'd ever even been to Maker Camp. He just had heard about it through the guys over at Willard Brothers, which is the lumber store I go to here.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Like they were telling him about it, and he looked it up, and he had always been interested in silversmithing. I think he does a little bit at home already. So he took the class. He crushed it. He got his done. He didn't even show up on Sunday. He was done and out. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then two other new faces to me anyway. Ellen, I think it was Kim was the other one. They are a mother and daughter team, and they are Paul's Treasure, his wife and daughter. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'd never met them before. I don't think I've ever met Paul's Treasure before, but I do follow him, and he participates in the swap every year and stuff. So that was cool. They were fun too. So yeah, it was good. It's good turnout, you know. And then obviously Curtis was there teaching the class, and Austin, he's the host, so he was there.
yeah,
but yeah, it was good. Jimmy popped in for a little bit.
You can't forget Watson.
No, yeah, the story of Dr. Watson. He's the unofficial mascot up there. but Jimmy popped in for a little bit. Robert O'House popped in at lunch one day, and on Saturday night, Dave Bauer showed up. So that was cool. Got to hang out with Dave for a bit. So it was good
nice.
To see him.
I remember seeing a story of his, just a simple picture of the barbecue spot.
Oh yeah.
The latest timber frame. I think that's supposed to be a barbecue spot or something.
I think so. Yeah. Yeah. Looks like, I didn't talk to Austin about it, but it looks like they're prepping to put in the pavers because there's a pallet of pavers there. So.
Oh, cool.
Hopefully that's done soon. So be cool to see it done at the next timber inn. Like to see that patio put in. I don't know if it'll be done by then, but I would assume they want it for the season. So.
Well, with the, I'm going to talk about the weather as always, but with the mild winter everybody's been having, I think you're going to see a lot of projects kick off quicker.
Yeah, pretty soon.
Because, I mean, hopefully. Here it is February, and it's above zero here, so.
Yeah, it was like 60 degrees here. It was 57, I think, today. It was warm. So, yeah, but it was fun. I didn't take the class, so I didn't hang out there the whole time, but it seemed like everyone was having a good time. They made cuffs this year, and they all turned out awesome. So
okay.
It's cool to see. That's an ambitious project, you know? So especially when they start with scrap and they had to make their own stock, you know, that was the project this year.
Oh, really? It wasn't that was just a side thing that was.
No, that was part of the project. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That would make a difference in the time.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. It looked like, from the pictures and videos and stuff that I saw, it looked like everybody's having a good time. A lot of concentrating faces though too, so you can tell people were working at it.
Yeah, it wasn't one of those projects you could just go up there and hang out and it would just finish. Like, you actually had to work the whole time. So at least that's what it appeared to me. I didn't do it.
Yeah.
It doesn't look easy.
No, I don't think it would be.
From an outsider looking in, popping in with my dog every now and then, it didn't look easy, so it's not for the faint of heart, but they all did it, and they all came out with some pretty cool projects in the end.
Yeah, that's kind of like the forge, like the group forge. That's like you show up to work, like it's not an easy weekend, but it's standing around that fire pit's all makes it worth it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now sitting on the bench whilst being by the fire pit, it's even better.
If you seat at the bench, you know, it's normally taken up at the events we get to.
Well, you know, I helped make it. I should get a seat.
Is that how it works? Is that why I can never sit on it?
No. Well, it's just because you can't touch.
Yeah.
We made it a little high.
Yeah, I need a booster just to get up on that seat. I got to build myself an apple cart just so I can climb up to that. Yeah.
There's a few people that need that.
I can think of two others.
Yeah, well, I think we demonstrated that the day we built it.
Yeah. But yeah, no, it was fun. I highly recommend it. The next class, or intensive, I should say, is blacksmithing. So that should be interesting. I don't know when that is, but that's coming up. So if you're interested in taking one of the Maker Camp intensive classes, now's the time to sign up for the next one. I think it is sometime next month. Are you looking it up so I don't have to?
I'm trying. I was hoping you were going to beat me to it.
I'm already here. So it is March 22nd to the 24th. So just as this releases, just under a month before you can do it. I'll just read it for those people who don't want to look it up. It says, join us for the third annual Blacksmithing Intensive led by Cliff Dufton and John Ariani. Of the Modern Forge, this class will cover forging a variety of blacksmithing chisels from easily sourced, high-quality steel, hole punching, drifting, material isolation, tapering, finishing, and more, going over types of steel and the basic metallurgy. I may have pronounced that wrong. heat treating, and how to use your tools to make whatever you want. After each day of class, there will be open forge session where students can get free range of the Maker Camp blacksmithing setup and Cliff and John's infinite wealth of blacksmithing knowledge. Including in the class is room and board at the Blackthorn Resort. Entry into the class, open forge sessions, and all materials and tools will be provided. Buy your tickets now. That looks cool. I saw the reel those guys did of what they're going to do, and they've been promoting it. It actually looks like a pretty fun class.
Yeah, honestly, I haven't really looked into it this year because I am tapped out as far as travel. So, but yeah, no, I think it sounds like anytime you can get like near one-on-one time with those two guys, you're gonna learn something. They're both a wealth of knowledge.
Yeah, I mean, John's a fun guy. I've never been around him when he's teaching, but I have like hung out with him at Maker Camp. He's a fun guy. But Cliff, I assume John's the same. Cliff is an amazing teacher. So
yeah, they're definitely.
I can vouch for him just having watched one of his demos.
It was funny. Well, I can remember when Chris and Corey were there and they were asking questions, and he was really attentive to their questions. Like there was those two and I think a few more around them when he was, and Keith, I guess.
It was me.
Okay. But yeah, I remember him being very attentive to you guys when, was it the little statue, like the Easter Island face that he was doing?
No. So you must've been over there. I watched a different demo.
Okay. I remember watching that demo a couple of years back. And then I think this past year there was another demo I thought that was the same demo, but I could be wrong.
The demo I watched, and it was a demo at Maker Camp, and he was made a draw knife.
Oh, and yes. I forgot about
as
that.
He was doing it, we were standing at the line watching it, and he would say, if you have questions, I'll stop and answer them or whatever. And every question I came up with, like whatever action he was doing or the next part, right? Like as the question came to my mind, he would stop what he was doing, just turn and answer it without me having to ask it. Like he's that type of teacher.
Gotcha.
So it was pretty impressive. And I know he teaches those things all the time. So this class is going to be real good. I'm thinking about taking it.
Yeah, cool.
But I'm not a blacksmith, so I don't know. But I don't want to miss out either. So after watching the class this weekend, I kind of felt like I missed out. I should have taken it. So.
Yeah. No, it's definitely, I think it's definitely worthwhile.
Yeah, it should be fun. Should definitely be fun. And then you get to go home with a bunch of tools that you made.
Yeah, that was a nice thing for the one that I did at New England School of Metalwork was, you know, I went home and I have stuff that I use. I still use a majority of the stuff that I made there when I'm out there.
But if we convince you to go, let us know, because I'd be interested to see who else is going to sign up. Maybe I'll sign up then.
Yeah.
But speaking of things that you make, how's your Make What You Fear coming, Tony?
I think we talked about it a little bit last week, and I really haven't touched it since, but...
That's fair. Let's explain what Make What You Fear is, then.
So it's our yearly event where we ask makers that listen to...
Or if they don't listen, they could still enter.
Well, please listen. Yeah, so we're asking makers in the community to step up and push through some fears and some anxieties and things of that nature. This year we're looking for like projects that you've maybe put off or that you've failed at. We kind of left it really open this year, and I apologize for that. That's my wishy-washy ways, but. But yeah, so it's the same as the years before where we had, material that you haven't used before, a project that you wanted to tackle, but haven't had the, you know, the push to tackle. So this is the drive to attempt something like that. So, and with that, we're asking that you post 5 times on Instagram and that you tag us in that post, so that you can tell the story of the project. And that's why the project idea was there, was with the five stories, or not five stories, the five posts or reels, telling the story of it is what is a big deal. And it could, you know, take a project and move it up above others. Like the story matters is what I'm saying.
Yeah. So basically the project you make is kind of open-ended, right?
Yes.
We put parameters on it, like new material, new process, or something you failed at or something like that, but that doesn't matter. Tell us the story why it was challenging. Not necessarily that it has to fit one of those parameters. Just tell us why it was challenging to you. Do five posts on it. Tag Working Hands Podcast and you're in. It's simple. That's all you got to do, right?
Yep.
We don't need, I mean, obviously if you have a heartfelt story, it's great. But if you don't, but you explain why it's challenging, we'll take that into consideration. And then that's it. So it's pretty easy, pretty open-ended. I don't see why anyone wouldn't take on this challenge. And we have some pretty awesome sponsors for it. You want to go through them or you want me to go through them? I have them in front of me.
I have them as well. So we have Sabretooth.
Awesome.
Yes, as always, having our backs. Gnome Hammer Forge is putting in a hammer set, so that'll be very cool. We have Maritime Knife Supply, as always, is
awesome.
And then we have T9 Bow Shield. It's more, these guys are more your jam.
Bow Shield 2-9, yeah.
Yeah.
You can use them. They'll protect your tools too. They'll clean your tools.
Yes. Yes, they will.
Keep them from rusting. Put some on that anvil you don't.
That
put
I don't
anything
use.
Else on? Yeah. I was going to say that, but I didn't. Total Boat is in.
We have Total Boat in. We have House Made. And we have Rob DeMarco is in. And
Rob DeMarco.
Yeah. And then we have the Maker Camp has given us a silver pass for this year.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Very cool. A lot of fun stuff there. And it is this year, unlike years before, this year is a winner take all. So everything
yep,
listed
winner.
There, it's one winner.
Now, I will say, it's open to anyone. And if it's international, I'll ship it out to you. But with the exception of the Total Boat prize. So if somebody not in America yes. wins that, that can't be shipped outside of the country. So we'll have to forego that. We'll put some extras in for you if you win from wherever you're at. So
we'll make it right.
Yeah, we'll make it up to you. But other than that, it's winner take all. You get whatever. I'll mail it to them outside of the country. If not, you'll be getting it from each individual person. But yeah. So you want to go through some of the people who are participating?
Yeah, I was just before the show, I was going through the list. It's getting some impressive projects.
It's about to ramp up here. So if you haven't started posting, now's your time. We got 1 month left.
Yeah, this is go time.
It ends on the 31st of March. Now's the time you're going to see everyone posting about it, us talking about it more. So start posting if you haven't posted already. I'm going to go through some of these in order. I don't know what order you wrote them down.
No, I'll just pick up any stragglers that I don't hear you mention.
So Dead Rise Woodcraft, he was right off the bat. He hit it early. He made a, is that a coffee table?
Yep.
He made a coffee table, a Live Edge Lab coffee table.
Mine's going to be bigger.
Okay, don't pick on Emmett now. Don't pick on Emmett. He was the first one in there.
He was.
Overall MakerWorks, I think that's Eric, right?
His name Eric? I saw
he's doing some lapidary work, which is pretty wild. So
yeah,
if you don't know what that is.
I was going to get you to say that word.
If you don't know what that is, he's cutting up stones and making like cabochons and stuff out of it for jewelry making. You get to cut them up and then you polish them up. He bought some lapidary equipment just for this challenge. So that's pretty wild.
Yeah, the stuff's looking really good too. He's showed some process or some... progress pictures, and it seems like he's coming along.
Yeah. Ed's clocks are more.
Oh yes, the was a snake enclosure.
Yeah, what's the word for it? It's like a terrarium or something.
Terrarium.
Yeah. I don't know how to pronounce it. I got lapidary, you got that one.
Yeah, terrarium. It's basically an aquarium but with land in it.
Got it. Okay. So that's what he's making. Good old Ed. David Wood making some sushi serving boards and chopsticks.
Yeah, and melting glass in a microwave.
That is the most ridiculous. I didn't know that could happen.
So I was like, when I first saw it, I was like, what? Like, am I watching a reel of like something about to blow up? Like that.
That's what I thought too.
And then I was like, oh, this could be bad. And but then I watched the reel and he's got the like, I think he called it like a kiln. It's like a ceramic piece that goes over the glass. It's almost
like a crucible.
Yeah. And it must intensify the heat, because I mean, if you could melt glass in a microwave, you'd melt the glass tray in the bottom.
That's true. Yeah.
So it must hold the heat in. And then it was cool to see like the little piece of glass that he put in then turned into a little puck
blob
of blue glass. So that'll be cool to see the end result, see how that works out. Cause I can't imagine you've got a lot of working time post heat. You know what I mean? So it'll be interesting to see.
Or do you make a mold and kind of melt it into the mold in the microwave?
Yeah, that could be. Yeah. Maybe we're
very interested in that.
Maybe we're giving away David's secrets, but
yeah, I don't know. He hasn't posted much other than he can melt it.
Yeah, that was cool to see, though.
But I know he was doing all the dry pour stuffs and all that, and I thought this was one of those, like, I'm going to rile up my follower type posts. But it wasn't. He was actually melting glass.
Yeah, that was cool.
The man, the myth, the legend himself, David Beckwith, he's doing Kumiko projects. So that's pretty cool. He's got the Kumiko panels made up now. Interested to see what they go into.
Yes. I was talking to him the other day. I think he's talking about putting it into a shelf, I believe, but don't quote me on it.
Nice. Who's next on your list, Tony?
One that I'm really interested in, and it kind of goes along with your leather crafting, was Griffin Makes with the D&D leather map.
Yeah.
You see that?
I think it's pretty wild.
He's having some fun with it too, where he's rolling the dice and then picking which segment of it he's going to do that day.
Yeah.
So, wow. I've never played D&D, but I know that there's dice involved. So
yeah. Isn't it 12-sided dice too?
I think it's 20.
20? Dodecahedron or something?
I know that
name.
Dodeca something.
It's cool, though. It's very cool. That map is going to be awesome.
Yeah. And it's interesting to see the techniques used to do something that large. Like he's not having to take it on all at once, which is nice.
Could you imagine your fingers doing that map?
Oh,
I believe there's going to be fire involved or some sort of burning involved.
Oh, really?
Keep following Jacob to find out.
He needs one of your tattoo guns.
Yeah, I was talking to him about it. See what happens there. Hackthorn Concepts is making jokes.
That's what family's for.
He did the coffee and the Keurig. Oh. So easy a woodworker could do it.
Nice.
Who else?
What else do I have? I got, is it Marsh Wildman? Wildman.tech. He's building a router sled, which I could have used. But he's going through building it's a fully metal router sled instead of my plywood one. So it looks like a pretty cool project.
I know Earl at Earl3XYZ started something, but we'll see if he finishes. What was he going to make?
I don't think I saw that one.
Yeah, he did an initial post and he wrote about a ton of stuff in there, but I haven't seen much else from him, so... Says I'm going to build a coffee bar in my free time this quarter. Well, I'm going to at least start, so we'll see if I finish. So,
yes.
I hope he's working on it, just not posting progress.
yeah, that's kind of where I'm at. I'm at that stage where I'm trying, because I have a new phone. I'm trying to keep that out of harm's way. So I'm using my old phone to take all my videos and stuff, but then I sit my old phone away. And then I forget about it, and I've got video and pictures and everything that I need to take off of it and post with, because I need to get on that game.
Yeah, I need to get back on track. I haven't done anything in 2 weeks on my Make Way for a project, and I'm hoping that's a good thing, but we'll see.
Another one that I've seen that it's as quirky as the guy that's doing it is the lamp, Uncle Sam Metalworks.
Oh man,
it's a prosthetic leg lamp.
I love lamp.
I love lamp.
I can't wait to see how this turns out.
So it'll be fun.
Good for him.
And on top of that one, I believe in the end, his is, I think he's building two because he's got two legs, and one will be, at least one will be raffled off at the end. So I don't know how that's all him, but something to keep an eye out on when.
Yeah, just for the record, that has nothing to do with us. But when he raffles it off, please yes. buy a ticket.
Yes, that's what I'm getting at.
Yeah, support our buddy over there. Brad's Customs, making a clock.
Oh, yes. I guess I didn't get that far down into the reels when I was looking tonight. But, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't heard much about it since. But
yeah, that looks interesting. That was,
I know he bought all the stock, cut all the stock. It's coming.
Yeah. The exoskeleton with kind of a hanging face. It's going to be minimalist, but a very interesting piece. And we have Joey of Joey Steelblade that decided to like build an entire shop.
Oh, our most prolific poster. So
that
far.
Is a big.
That's a huge undertaking. If he finishes project. In 3 months, I'm going to be impressed. And for the record, Tony gave him some. Oh, I don't. I don't know if you should do that, Joey. And Joey's like, you know what? I'm going to do it anyway. And it's turning out awesome.
Yeah. Well, he asked, because we get that a lot, of the, do you think this is a good thing? And then at first I was like, I wasn't sure. And then the more I thought about it, I'm like, no, this still falls into what we're trying to get people to do. So.
Yep.
I mean, it's one of those projects that you could sit and be like, yeah, I should build an office. And then and then it's 5 years later, and you're like, be really good to have an office. So, yeah, it plays into that. So, yeah. Another one that I have is Andrew of Hatch Made It. I believe he's doing some cabinetry work there. The last post I saw was he was working on some door pulls. So I assume it's cabinetry, but
yeah, we'll see as we move forward. I got one here. I've only seen one post from this person, and I'm probably going to butcher their name, but they were doing something with a bike build, and it's I don't know how to pronounce that. I'm not German, but they posted a bike that they've had for 8 years, and they're finally getting around to it. So we'll see how that goes.
Oh, the bicycle.
Yeah.
I got you. Yeah.
Yeah, it says here, it's been sitting in my workshop for almost 8 years. I finally found the courage to tackle this build. I'm so very happy with how it turned out, but there's only one post, so I'd like to see all the posts from beginning to end on that one.
Yeah, it looks pretty clean.
AJ, another fellow Jersey guy, he's got an ambitious build undertaking. He's building a crib for his...
Oh, yes. With its own deadline.
Yeah, he's got his own deadline on that one.
Yeah. Not the one that we imposed.
Yeah, yeah. So hopefully he finishes, but that's coming along pretty good. But that's crafted in NJ, AJ. So if you wanna follow along with a crib build, that's the one to follow.
Yeah, it looks looks pretty sharp.
Platte Valley Woodworks is finally tackling Learning Fusion 360, so... He started with the, I think it was Learn Fusion in 30 days. He started around the same time I did, and I got to day 3 and stopped. So I got to get back to that.
Nice.
Who else did you got over there?
What was the other one? Oh, Oak and Steel podcast. One of the boys was working on some CNC stuff, but I wasn't 100% sure. Not a CNC guy, so it kind of lost me a little bit.
It was
bit.
Like a mechanism.
Yeah,
it looked Mike, like, right?
Yeah, it looked like I guess it would be the Z. You're up and down.
Yeah, and over on their podcast, they had I think they talked they're both doing Make What You Fear, and I haven't seen anything from our boy over at First Do yet.
Yeah, I know. He's got
That big build he's doing for a client though, so we may have been put on the back burner.
Yeah, that happens. What else do we have here? I think that was we have Jersey Adventure with the cutting board. I don't think you mentioned that one yet.
I did not. That's Lance and Liam.
So
that's an impressive feat. I happen to know both of those people. One is an adult and the other one is a 10-year-old. And I don't know what tools they're using to do it. I didn't know they own tools. So that's impressive. This is their first build, is what I'm getting at. It's their first build. So very cool.
Yeah, I saw the garbage can worktop that they were using.
Yeah.
That's a lot of us.
It's an Indrizzy special right there. That's how Indrizzy built.
Yeah, I was going to say
that's Make What You Fear last year.
That's something a lot of people, that's where a lot of people start. So,
hey, I have workbenches in my shop, and there's still something about the automated trash can as a perfect workbench for whatever you're working on.
Yeah, you're definitely not worried about it.
Have you seen what Rebecca Johansson's making yet?
I saw
welding something up, but I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I saw that she posted something, but it kind of got lost. I apologize, but I don't know.
The post I saw was from February 11th, so that's not too far long ago. So I'm wondering if she's just not far enough along to show us what else is coming. But she's in, so we got more coming there. Carla over at Black Poppy Woodworks is learning how to use a lathe and turning stuff. That's impressive.
Yeah, she's got like 3 or 4 different things that she's made. I saw a bunch of vases, however you want to say it.
The ring holder she made was pretty cool.
Yeah, the catch-all tray was made like a maple or something spalted anyway, so pretty cool.
Very cool. Learning turning is fun.
Yeah, I used to do something similar. I used to work at one of my first jobs at a high school was at a spot that made drum cymbals. So as one of the jobs, you actually, you know how there's you'll see lines in the cymbal, like ridges?
Mm-hmm.
I was on the production lathe that made those lines in the cymbals.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was one of those things where they had a machine that made the shape of them. They came in blanks, and then they shaped them on this. It's kind of another lathe, but it was kind of, it just put pressure on it and shaped it. And then we came in with these other lathes and cleaned them and put the marks in them that however they wanted them designed. I guess it made the sound different or something. I really didn't learn that much about it. I was only there a year and a half, I think. It was one of those jobs between dropping out of college and going back to college.
Yeah.
So it's one of those jobs where you're like, this is why you go back to school.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't a terrible place to work. It just wasn't a job for me. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. When I was in college, I was a garbage man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll keep you going to class. Well, the worst part is I was a garbage man on campus. So
it's fun. Even better.
I'm going to screw this up. Make for Life Workshop. I don't know why that one gets me, but I always have trouble saying it. He's in. It looks like he's making, I don't know what it is, but it looks like brass and walnut, but we'll see. It's looking sharp. Is there anyone else I'm missing?
Not that I'm aware of. And if we have missed you, we apologize. But
if we missed you and you think you entered, go back to whatever you posted and tag Working Hands Podcast. Because if you don't tag us, you don't get entered. Oh, wait, no, Ben changed it a couple days later, 5 days ago. He said, send help. I'm having to rethink my entry for the working hands, make what your fear challenges. And so I'm pivoting over to leather work. So he's doing something in leather.
Gotcha.
I pressed go on the sound there. I apologize for that.
Amateur hour.
I'm still interested in what Rebecca Johansson's making.
Yeah, I watched the reel there. It looks, it's a sheet metal project. I just don't know where she's.
Well, that's
headed.
Only part one. So
yeah, it's only part one. So
we got plenty of time.
Hopefully, four more parts to go. So, but yeah, no, it's good to see. It's always fun to see what people come up with. Always floored when we get as many people participate as they do. So it's awesome to see.
Yeah. And it's always cool to see people trying out making for the first time, like Lance and Liam.
Yeah.
So yeah, make sure you're tagging Working Hands Podcast. That's key. So if you didn't hear your name, go back and you click the three dots, then click edit and add us if you don't want to have to repost everything.
Yeah, because I think the easiest way is just to tag us in the actual picture or video or whatever.
Yeah, it's easiest for us because then we can go to one spot and see it all, and it's not cluttered with other people just using a hashtag or the hashtag not showing us things. We know if you tag us, it's in a collective spot.
Yeah.
Use the hashtag too so other people can figure out what you're doing with your followers, but the main important thing is to tag us not in the caption. You got to tag us in the post.
Right.
If you don't know what I'm saying, Google's your friend. But there were some people who was like, oh yeah, I should have entered this, but I don't want to tag you. And I know you're listening and I know you know what I'm saying. So go back and tag us in those because it's just a fun challenge. You don't have to take it too seriously.
Yeah, we're not very serious people, so.
No. No. We're hobbyists just like most of those who listen to us. So enjoy it. Have fun with it. Try something new. It's funny to go through that list and list out all those people, right? And all the people that told us they were going to participate who haven't tagged us yet. Chris, Corey.
Get on it.
Corey, this is your reminder. There's still weeks left. We've given you months and there's still weeks left. I know you won't start until the 31st of March and then complain we only gave you one day. That's on you.
That was last year, wasn't it?
That's him for every challenge, everything. The swap.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
I can't say too much. This is the first year I've actually started, like, basically on day one.
Yeah. Yeah, I did too.
Because I was, I'm happy that I'm not having to, like, if I had to do that project in the span of like two weekends, people would die. It would be bad. It would either end up with me with a router, like jumping off that thing and impaling me somehow, or it would just end badly. And I'm enjoying it more so this way. And I think it's been good for me to take on a project this large and be able to realize that sometimes you don't have to get everything done in a day. I have a problem with that when I'm doing projects for myself. I just want it done. So this project's been really good to, because I have to slow down if I want it to be of the quality that I want in the end. I'm going to have to take my time. And that's why, like, things like, I guess I forgot to mention, and I should, I'm very thankful for it, but I did get some burrs finally, and I got them from Sabretooth, and they made a huge difference in the time it took to get bark off. Yeah. So it was.
They're beautiful tools. I keep telling you, I use them.
I know.
Should too.
I know. Well,
that's my tagline.
Now I do. Now I do. And now I need to purchase more because. I can see where they'd be handy in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, they're amazing stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, they would have made a big difference even in just the initial, like, taking all the big stuff off. And then I have two of the small, like, whisper burrs. They're like one eighth shank, and I think they're 1/8 like barrels. One's like a ball end, not a ball end, but it's a rounded.
Bull nose.
Yeah, it's a bull nose. And then the other one is a tapered one. And they worked great for those tight little spots to get
is
in.
Is it the cone one or the flame one?
The cone. Like it doesn't flare out at the bottom like the cone. Like it's taper. It's a taper the entire way. It stays 1/8 inch and then goes to basically to nothing.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't have that.
Well, they have one that's like straight sides and then one that is more like a flame or something.
Yeah, I know what you mean by the flame one. They call it flame or an eye, I think. They use it for both anyways. Yeah, I know what you mean by that one. That one's got more of it goes to nothing, but then it's like tapered, like a 45, and then it bellies out like to more of a round shape. That's the one you're thinking of, isn't it? At the bottom towards the shank.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
And then there's another one that's
just like a cone.
That's a cone. Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone always asks me the name of the ones I'm using, and I'm like, it's this one. Like once I get like after I order off the website and it arrives and I throw away the package it comes in.
Yeah.
It is this one. I can make its own name for it, but I don't know. You know, I'm not on the website all day long. I just know I love their tools. So
yeah. No, it made a big difference in the, cause I don't know if I'll be able to show it in pictures or, but on the very outer edge of the piece of the live edge of it, there's divots into the wood because of the way the burl and the bark kind of grew together. So there's like little pockets in the live edge, and that made it so much easier to get in there and clean that out and to get that color from the bark out of there. And then to allowed me to go soft enough to not distort or lose the shape, the natural shape that was there. So right. that's what I've been really happy with so far.
But who would know too? Who would know?
It's me. It's for me. And I want it. You know how it is. You're making a project for yourself. Like I said it the other day, was when I'm doing it, my tolerance is a 1/32nd. When it's, you know, making it for somebody else, it's like
an eighth.
No, it's more like an inch. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I've done that before. I had a buddy of mine one time. I made a garbage box for my house. It was just a stupid, simple project. I just built a box and then put tongue of groove pine over it. And then he saw it because I posted something about it this back in the day on Facebook. And then he's like, his wife called me and then he called me. They wanted me to come up because we were neighbors in a country way. Like I lived about 5 minutes away. As a crow flies, it was pretty close. But yeah, I remember spending a weekend with him doing it. And I remember we're doing the project and I was like, if it was me, I was like, very painful. But when I was doing it for him, it was like, yeah, this is the angle you need, and then yeah, let's just cut this and see if it works. But right. when it was me, it was like, oh, I need this to be perfect. So yeah. But his did come out better than mine.
Good. That'll happen.
Yeah.
I'll say it again because I don't know if I've said this enough. Maybe people don't listen to the podcast or they don't listen to me when I speak, but I'm going to say it again so that if you're going to cry about it later, that I can say I did my part. You must tag Working Hands in these posts.
Yes, sir.
I am not chasing down anyone. I don't think Tony's going to chase anyone down.
I've been working on my cardio, but I'm not chasing people.
Yeah. Yeah. Same here. I may see it go past, right? You may add me in a comment, but if you didn't tag us, you're not entered, and I'm not going to chase you down anymore. I've said it.
Yeah.
Every episode now for 2 months. We got one more month. I'll say it then. And yeah, 31st is the end. So if you don't know how to use Google to tag somebody between now and then, I can't help you. Those people who will participate and already know that they need to tag us, are our friends and patrons, and let's hear who they are now.
Well, yeah, we start off with one that needs to participate. He needs to get something done. That's Corey of Odyssey CNC.
Always picking on Corey.
Well, he's the first one on the list. I don't know why. It's just easy.
He's been promoting it on his podcast.
So. I know. He's a good fella. I just like to give him a hard time. And then we have Christy of Twisted Twine, Annette of 513 Woodworks, Full Steam Designs by Chris Powell, Lillian Archer Photography, David Beckwith Makes, NB Wood Finery, and then our top tier, we have Eastpoke Studios, Danelle Smith Christian, Brian Drennan, Lawrence of MaritimeKniveSupply.com, Adam of Uncle Sam Metalworks, Brian Housewort of Housemade.us, and the Workfort podcast, Matt of Wooden Mustache, Brad of Brad's Customs, David and Joanna at Wideworks, Chad of Chad's Custom Creations, Ryan of Gnomehammer Forge, David of DW Wood Builds, Matt of First Duke Construction, Daniel and Drizzy, and Andrew of Hatch Made It. We really do appreciate the support.
Yes, thank you all. It's fantastic. We love each and every one of you. So I hope to see all of your posts from Make What You Fear soon.
Yes, definitely.
So what else you got, Tony?
Not much, man. I'm just trying to figure out what I'm going to do for the legs on that coffee table. That's kind of the next thing. So I want to get the legs sorted out before I do my finished sanding and all that. I have figured out that I'm going to need to get a trim router, I think, because I have a very, very sharp edge on the top of my table now. And I need to soften that.
Sander doesn't do that for you?
Well,
hand sanding?
Yeah, I just want it to be very, maybe I'm overthinking it. I'll have a look at, I'll probably do some tests, but
I'm asking. When you have the bark, right, it's going to come off at different angles, right?
Right.
So how are you going to route the edge of that?
Yeah. No, you're right, because there is different angles to it. If everything was vertical, it would maybe be a little cleaner. It might end up routing more on the spots where the bark fell away,
right?
The angle went towards the center. No, I kind of thought about that too.
I would sand it with a sponge.
Yeah, and that's all I need. I just need to take that sharp, because it is a sharp edge.
You're just trying
to
break the edge, right?
Yeah, because it is a very sharp edge at this point. Because yeah. I was surprised on how flat that got that. It was impressive. So yeah, that's really, I've got the sanding and the final prep to do. And the legs, I'm hoping I got to figure out heights and the length of all the tabs and stuff I'm going to put on it. So yeah, I just got to pick up. Probably going to go with something fairly substantial, like a 4-inch or 6-inch wide flat bar or something. It's a heavy piece. I never weighed the tabletop, but it's a bugger for me to move by myself. It's not an easy, it's gotta be.
Tony, you really got to start hitting the gym.
Okay? I know.
I've been telling you this since I met you.
Yeah.
You really need to start lifting some weight.
I think I would guess it at somewhere in the 75 to 100 pounds, but I could be completely off, and it's just because of how large it is that makes it awkward. But
yeah, it's the awkwardness that makes it.
It is definitely part of it, but
all that hard work, right? Not wanting to screw it up makes it even heavier.
Yeah, exactly. Because then you're like, don't drop it.
Yeah, yeah. Could you imagine how heavy it would feel if it was glass?
Ooh, yeah. No, I'm, because I had to move it around a fair bit because of my router sled. I had a learning curve to it, let's put it that way. So, but yeah, I'm happy with it so far. Get the legs made, figure out how that's all going to be situated, because I might do it as three legs coming together into a triangle, that's welded together in the center.
Right.
Or it could turn into three legs kind of independent of each other, but then like with like tubing or round bar or something, like tying them all together.
Twisted square bar.
I'll do it different this time. When you said that on Clubhouse, I was like, you know what? I could do that. And I know what I would do differently. Like, cause when we did it for those that don't know, that was one of my projects during the group forge that started out horribly and ended. I'm happy with what I see when I look at it now. But it was a learning curve for me because I've never bent big sections like that before. And then to bend like on top of itself, like bend one counterclockwise and bend the next section clockwise, and then the third section gets countered, you know, that kind of idea. But I was bending it, I was like cranking it like five times, so it was a really tight twist. And then what that does is turns it round, and then it makes it almost impossible to get straight again. Becomes very unwieldy. If it was a shorter piece, it would be easier to get straight, but because it's such a large piece, it's more difficult. But yeah, if I were to do it for this, what I would do is make it just one twist, but like the whole piece, like mark it back, like grip it in the vise back an inch or something, grip it an inch back on the other side, and give it however many turns. It gave you a nice like sweeping twist through the whole piece. So that's what I would do different.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. I mean, the design's not even.
No, it's all in. Yet, so. It's all in the ether right now.
Yeah. But what do you say we wrap this one up? Head on over to the after show.
Yeah, man, sounds good.
Oh, before we do,
I
haven't given out podcast recommendations in a while, but I think I should start that up again. Uh-oh. We have a new one in our community. Echo Paints has started. Can You Hear the Echo? Go check him out. She does it with some guy. I don't know who he is. I haven't quite pinpointed that voice yet, but he sounds familiar. But
it seems familiar, yeah.
No, it's Brandon of Echo Mountain Crafts and his daughter Echo do a podcast now. I think they got like three or four episodes out. So go give it a listen, give it a follow. I tell them we sent you. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. But as always, you listen to us and you squandered another hour over here. So you could spend 5 minutes and go rate and review our show. 5 stars is always appreciated. But you could also share it with all of your friends, would be fantastic and much appreciated as well. If you want to find Tony, he's at Woodland Iron. I'm at Blackthorn Concepts. Both of us can be found at Working Hands Podcast on Instagram or Working Hands 3 on TikTok. With that, we're going to see you over in the after show. Have a good one.
Later.